Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Show with their guests Kay Kaiser, Harry Babbitt, and the writers of Sunday, Monday, or Always, Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. In this changing world, there are some things that don't change. In good old New York, for instance, we find the handsome cabs that went up and down the avenue in Grandfather's day. And say, what's this over here on the corner? Why, it's an organ grinder with his little monkey on a string. And coming up the street, we see Andrew H. Brown walking with his friend Amos.
Hey, Amos. Look over there, will you? There's one of them old-fashioned organ grinders.
Yeah, got a little monkey there with him, too.
Yeah, I think I'll give that monkey a penny. Is you got a penny, Amos? I'm a little short on cash today.
Yeah, here's a penny.
Thank you. Of course, I got a nickel, but tain't no use to break that up just for the monkey. Hello there, little monkey. Here's a penny for you.
Yeah.
Here's a penny for you.
Here's a penny. Take the penny.
Ah, thank you. All right, Jocko, tip your hat.
Yeah, he sure is a cute, ain't he? Yeah, look at him tip his hat there. That monkey almost act like a human being, don't he?
Sure is.
Yeah, that's a sure nice monkey you got there, mister.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, let's go, Andy.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Well, I was going home, Andy. You going up that way?
No, I was walking over to the lodge, Amos. I want to see the Kingfish and Van Porter. They is working on some big deal.
Yeah, well, okay, son. I'll be seeing you then. So long, son.
So long. Do-de-o-do-do, do-de-do-do-do, do-do-do-do, do-do-do.
Oh, I'm telling you, Henry, I think that this magazine report will lead us to making thousands of dollars. It say here, you too can write popular music. You know, Henry, I has always thunk in my head that I could write a song.
Yes, I feel the same way. There's nothing to it. Of course, Mrs. Van Porter is very musical, but she leans to Bach and the different unfinished sympathies.
Yeah, well, I figured that we could put a piano right here in this room at the lodge here. I'll tell you what, let's go back in my office. Andy's in there. Don't say nothing to him, though.
Yes, well, you know, this is going to be a gold mine.
Yeah, I want to show you our new letter here that I'm going to send to the printer. Well, hello there, Andy.
Hello.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah, sit still, Andy. I just want to show Henry something here. Here you is, Henry. Take a look at that.
Oh, yes, the letterhead.
Yeah.
Do-de-o-de-do, do-de-do-de-do, do-do. What you fellas doing?
Yeah, we going in a little business here. What was that you was humming just then? Did you hear it, Henry?
Yes, I did.
Andy, that song, where'd you get that at?
Oh, I don't know. I just hummed them things to myself. Why?
Did you hear that song any place, Andy?
No. I just humming here.
Did you make that up out of your own head, Andy?
Yeah, I guess I must have is. Sure.
Henry, did you hear that tune Andy got there?
Yes, it's very catchy.
Do it again, Andy. Let's hear that.
Do 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 do.
Look, Andy, I'm gonna tell you something now. Me and Henry is in the music publishing business, writing songs and all that stuff.
Mm.
And I know that we can make a big hit out of that tune you got there. If you let us use it, we'll cut you in and make you a third partner.
And there's thousands of dollars to be made in writing songs.
Count me in, gentlemen.
Oh, that's the stuff. That's the stuff, Andy.
Oh, you'll never regret this, Andy. And I know that the association will not only be very pleasant, but will be very mercenary to all of us.
Yeah. Well, now, let's get going. Now, the most important thing to do now is to write this song down that Andy has been humming here. Now, we got to get words for it, though, and we got to get a title for it. Think of a title. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, well, now, let's see. How about Moon Over Chicago?
Wait a minute, Andy. I was just thinking here that a lot of the song hits that has been written about holidays.
Yeah.
You know, Easter Parade, that there's one, and White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there must be a lot of holidays that ain't nobody thunk about writing about yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, how about calling it, You Is the Best Thing I've Seen on Halloween?
Well, now, just a minute. That don't sound exactly right. I was just looking at this magazine we bought here, Kingfish, and it tells the whole method that you're supposed to use in writing good song titles.
Yeah, well, what is that, Henry?
Well, it says that you simply write down 8 or 10 song titles that has been big hits.
Yeah.
Then you take the words from these titles and put each word in a little card, and then you rearrange them.
Yeah, well, you think that system is safe, Henry? After all, we don't want to get in no trouble using something that somebody else has done writ.
Yeah, you're right about that. We got to watch that.
Oh, no. We'll mix the words up good, boys. Now, the first thing to do is to pick out 9 or 10 of the big song hits of, the past 5 years. And then we'll take them titles.
Oh, I'm telling you, Amos, this is going to be the biggest thing we've ever gone into. Step right over here in the corner of the office to our song title department at this desk over here.
Yeah, what in the world is all these little cards you got here on the desk?
Well, we got words on them, Amos. We're trying to work out a song title. This is a new method.
Yeah, Henry, Andy, look here. I done shifted these titles around a little bit here. See how it sound now.
Yeah, what is the title you got?
Don't jingle jangle on the sleepy lagoon with nobody else but me. How did I do?
Oh, listen, fellas. I admit that I don't know nothing about music, but that title that the Kingfish got there is bad. Why don't you all talk to somebody that knows something about writing?
Yeah.
Well, Fred Gwindell over at the newspaper, he writes a column for the paper. He might be able to help you.
See, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy, listen. Go over and see Fred, and me and Henry will scout around for a piano.
Okay.
Now, look here. Just tell him when you see him that it's kind of a hobby or something like that that you was doing. You know, we want to keep this thing a secret till it gets rolling.
Don't worry, Kingfish. I'll keep everything on the TQ. Do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do. Now there it is. You see, that's a tune I done made up, Fred, and I was wondering if you could help me get a title and some words for that thing.
Well, now look here, Andy. You say that you was done made up that yourself?
Yeah, right out of my own head. You know, I used to be a genius.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, now can you give me some words for it, Fred?
Yeah, well, now that ought to be easy with a fine old original tune like that.
Well, how long would it take?
Oh, now, that won't take long, Andy. I'll tell you what you do. You sit here at my desk till I walk over to the assistant editor's desk for just a second and leave this paper.
Okay.
Say, Carter.
What you want, Fred?
Funny thing just happened over here. That fella I'm talking to is Andy Brown.
Well, what about him?
Well, he come up to my desk with a tune that he say he made up himself. You know what the tune is? It's that big song hit that's been going around called Sunday, Monday, or Always.
And he think he made it up, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little joke on him. I'm going to give him some of the words that's really in the song. Then he'll think up he done made up the whole business, you see.
Yeah, let him have a little pleasure out of life. You can have some fun with it.
Yeah. Andy, look here. It just done hit me.
Yeah?
Tell me this. See how these words sound to you.
Yeah.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always?
Hey, that's great. Yes, sir. There is the kind of words that go with the music I done writ. That's romance. That's just what we need.
Glad you like them. Glad you like them. Now, let me see here if I can get some more.
Oh, you as almost junior as I is. You know that?
Now, wait a minute. I got it. I just got an inspiration that hit me in the ear here. Listen.
Yeah.
If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always.
Great, Fred, great. Oh, boy, them words is fine. Tell you what, I'll memorize them, too. I'll put it all down when I get back to the office.
Listen to this. No need to tell me what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound.
Kingfish, is you working on a new number there?
Yes, I is, Henry. I figure that Andy's tune is going to be a big hit in no time, and I think we ought to have another one to follow it up right away. How you like it, Henry?
Very catchy.
Yeah, it might make kind of an Indian song out of it, you know.
Yes, that's right.
The beauty of this song is that it's only got two notes to it. You see, if the piano player loses his players, it don't make no difference, you know. you know, Henry, it's little things like that you got to think about. Well, hello there, Brother Andy.
Hello, fellas, hello.
Yeah.
How did you make out with Wendell, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, boys, it's in the bag.
Don't tell me that it's in the bag. You got some words?
Oh, sure. Wendell made up some great words.
No fooling.
Yeah, and I just stopped off home and I wrote them all down.
Oh, left here. Let me hear how it sound. I got to hear this.
Yes, I just can't wait.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Okay, here we go. By Andrew Hogg Brown. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? If you is satisfied, I'll be on your side. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? No need for you to tell me that the world is round. On count of just because I love you each and every pound.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is great, Andy. You got one of the greatest tunes there in the world.
Andy, this is very catchy.
Oh, it's a sensation number, Andy. I guarantee you that if we keep up this way, we is going to be the biggest songwriters in Tin Can Alley.
Well, Andy and the Kingfish are going to be the greatest songwriters in Tin Can Alley. They think they already have a big hit on their hands. Right now, Amos is talking the situation over with Andy, Van Porter, and the Kingfish.
So you really in the songwriting business, fellas? I never thought that would last past the first day.
Oh, we is going places, Amos.
Yes, Andy done sung a whole record on the song down at the store at the corner where you make them records, you know, to go around.
Yes, that's right. And we mailed the record to the Pyramid Music Publishing Company.
Yeah, they ought to get it today or tomorrow or sometime. And now we is just sitting around here figuring on how much money we're going to hold out for.
Yeah, well, of course, I ain't heard the song yet, but what gets me, Andy, is how you can go all these years without knowing nothing about music, and then all of a sudden, you write what everybody says is a swell song.
Oh, well, I done had this talent hitting me all the time. It just busted out on me a couple days ago.
Yeah, kind of been laying low on him there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I gotta run along, fellas. When the money starts coming in, if your office here ain't big enough to hold it, why, me and Ruby let you use one of our closets. Well, so long, fellas.
So long, Amos. So long.
Yeah, that Amos always making sarcastical remarks. I ain't never seen nobody like him.
Yeah, he's a mystery, all right.
Miss Andy.
Take it easy now, Lightning. We're just sitting around here waiting for my song to become a hit.
You don't have to wait no longer, Miss Andy. It's a hit already.
What you mean, Lightning?
Yeah.
I was listening in the next room to that radio that we borrowed today, and a fellow by the name of Harry Babbitt is singing your song now on the K. Kaiser College of Musical Knowledge program.
Come on, fellas.
Yes, let's hear this quick.
No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always?
How you like that?
Quiet, Andy. Let's listen.
Well, that was a handsome lad with a beautiful voice, Harry Babbitt, singing Sunday, Monday, or Always. And now, chillin', until next Wednesday when we'll join you again from the Air Transport Command at Long Beach, This is Kay Kaiser thinking of you. Thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody.
He done stole my song. Cut that thing off.
Yeah, we'll sue him for every cent he got.
Count me in, gentlemen's. Sunday, Monday, and always. What kind of talk is that? If that K. Kaiser is going to steal a song, then the least he could do is have that singer on his program sing the words that I writ Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah, well, don't you see what they're trying to do, Andy? He's establishing priorities. That's exactly what they're doing. He is making it early in the week. That's what they're doing. They're moving it up. Won't beat you to the punch there. That's what a man trying to do.
Well, fellas, I tell you something. We is going to sue that K. Kaiser up one side and down the other.
Now, look here. Now, boys, yes. Now, just calm yourself. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I is going to get some dope from the alley lawyer, and I is going to handle this case myself as your lawyer.
Yeah, that singer, Harry Babbitt. He sing the song without a permit to begin with, and he mess up the words besides.
Boys, listen. It's an open and shut case. We sues the man on two counts. Singing and messing.
Is you sure? Wait a minute. Is he here at NBC? You sure about that?
Yeah, well, the man told me that Kaiser rehearsals down here every Monday night. He had a rehearsal there with a band and everything.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's ask that fella in that usher's uniform standing by the door there.
Yeah, now look here, now just get this in your head. Remember, I handling everything. I'll twist the man in knots, but remember, I as your lawyer.
Okay, that's the stuff.
Yeah. Excuse me, we would like to see you, Mr. K. Kaiser.
Oh, he's in the studio now on stage. They're having a dress rehearsal, sir.
Yeah, well, we got an appointment with him.
Yeah.
What are your names, please?
Andrew Brown, the writer of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And Mr. Stevens, his lawyer, he's expecting us.
Well, I'll tell you, if you'll be quiet, I'll let you in. You can wait in the wings. The rehearsal will be over in just a minute. Right this way, please.
All night we love in the glow that glows so softly. I know this wasn't meant to borrow, but tomorrow, will it be gone, or will it always live on? Tonight we love.
And so, folks, until next Wednesday when we'll join you again, this is Kay Kaiser thinking of you. Thanks a lot for being with us, and so long, everybody. Okay, boys. Say, Mother Paul Phillips, sir, how are we for time?
2 minutes and 10 seconds over, Kay.
Excuse me, Mr. Kaiser. Mr. Brown and his lawyer want to see you.
Oh, sure. I'll see him right now. What's frying, gents?
My name is Andrew Hogg Brown.
Oh, yes. You're the composer. I got your letter. Mm. Well, let's step out here in the hall. I always like to be sued in private.
My name is Stevens. I is Mr. Brown's lawyer.
Well, I'm glad to know you. Now, boys, what's jumping? Let's get to it.
Yeah, Mr. Kaiser, on behalf of my client here, Mr. Andrew Hogg Brown, composer, who has done invested in me the power of suing, settling out of court and everything else, I want to call your attention to an infraction of the music and songwriting laws of the United States of America. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what infraction are you referring to, Brother Stevens?
You got it there on a piece of paper, Kingfish.
Here it is right here. I was referring to Section 7, Article 12, Paragraph B, in the music laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it states here, quote, any person or persons in the United States discovered swiping another fella's song is got to cough up $50,000 ipso facto. That is right there.
Now, wait a minute. You know, I kicked a little of that law around myself for a couple of years down at the University of North Carolina, but I don't remember seeing anything like that in a law book.
Yeah, well, it's in there already. I don't know about them tall heel books, but I know that it's in the books already. Yeah, they got it down at the bottom of the page in fine print. And unless you wear glasses, it go right by the thing. You never see it.
Well, I wear glasses, see?
Yeah.
It makes all the little print big print, but I never saw that law.
Well, my lawyer here never makes no mistakes.
Now, look, fellas, if I'm being sued for $50,000 for stealing a song, don't you think that... Just, I don't want too much, but don't you think I ought to know what song it is?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And not only that, you done change it around to Sunday, Monday, or always.
Oh, I see. Is that your song?
Yes, sir. Mr. Brown here invented the whole thing. Here
you go. Oh, I see. Is that so? Well, there must be something wrong someplace. Here, fellas, I've got a piece of blank music paper in my pocket. Suppose you take this piece of paper and write your song down here, just the way it goes.
Huh? You mean the words?
No, the music.
Oh, you mean them little black specks between the lines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Known among the jive gentry as notes, shall we say.
Yeah. You know what he means, Mr. Brown. Go ahead, Andy. Write the thing down there.
Yeah, well, I'd like to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Only one thing. I left my pencil home.
Well, here's a pencil right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Kaiser, how about settling for $25,000?
Oh, no. Let's get the music down first now. Mr. Brown, you were going to write it out, remember?
Yeah, well, you want me to write it right on the stripes that's run across the paper there?
Oh, sure. You know, you got to have a place for them black specks to sit on.
You see, Mr. Kaiser, we knows our music all right.
Oh, yes. I can tell you're plenty help, all right, yes. Only the best composers use the stripe and spec system.
Go ahead, Andy, get started there. Put down the first note. Just put it right down there.
Yeah, well, now let me think. Tain't a high note, and tain't a low note. Kind of a medium note, eh?
Yeah, keep going, Andy. I think you're closing in on it there, yeah.
You're closing in, but you better close fast, fellas, because this note's a little overdue.
Yeah, well, now, let me see. The note ought to be right about, Mr. Kaiser, you wouldn't want to settle for $10,000, would you?
Now, listen, fellas, don't let's be too hasty with these telephone number figures. You see, this infracture business is a little new to me, and, $10,000 is a little big to me, too.
Now, look here, Mr. Kaiser.
Now, you know, fellas, there may be a shortcut to this whole thing. Suppose you let me call in a few accessories after the fact.
Yeah, well, what you think, Kingfish? You was the lawyer.
Yeah, well, according to Section 7, Article 12, Paragraph B in the law book on music...
Well, suppose we hold everything a second here, boys. Let's drop in this room right here.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Johnny. Hiya, Jimmy.
Hiya, Kay.
Come on in.
Well, Lawyer Stevens and Mr. Brown, I'd like for you to meet the two boys who wrote Sunday, Monday, or Always, Mr. Johnny Burke and Mr. Jimmy Van Heusen.
Hello, fellas. How are you, boys?
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, how you do, gentlemen?
You know, I think this is going to bring us right into the home stretch. Johnny, you really wrote the words to Sunday, Monday, or Always, didn't you?
Well, if I didn't, the music publisher is crazy for sending me those checks every month.
I see. And Jimmy, you've been accused by the music industry of writing the music to the song in question, haven't you?
Afraid I'm guilty. What's up, Kay?
Well, frankly, fellas, I'm just trying to straighten out a little matter for the Section 7, Article 12, Paragraph B here.
Yeah, well, Mr. Kaiser, could we see you out in the hall conferential again?
Why, certainly, boys, but before we leave, take a good look at Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, because they've got another one coming up just as good.
We're working on it now.
So long, boys.
Yeah, so long.
Now, what can I do for you, Lawyer Stevens?
You wouldn't want to settle for $500, would you?
Might make it $200.
Now, boys, let me get you in the groove here. You know, there are a few laws around these United States that pertain to copyright. And I don't want to be vulgar, but you're kind of messing with fire, see? And in addition to that, you're liable to get in an awful lot of trouble with the music publishers because these boys pay a lot of money to writers for song hits. And in addition to that, there's a little thing known among the music world as ASCAP. And they also protect writers. In fact, you're darn lucky that you explained the situation to me before some judge explained it to you. You know, you could go to the penitentiary for stealing a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I ask you one question, Mr. Kaiser?
Why, certainly. What is it?
If we give you $5, would you forget the whole thing?
Next Friday evening at this same time, be sure to tune in for another half hour of really great entertainment when we will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Our thanks to Kay Kaiser, the old professor of the College of Musical Knowledge, his fine vocalist Harry Babbitt, and to Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen for their fine support in tonight's show. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for all of us and wishing all of you a pleasant good night.